And I have more all the time in the world to work the steps. And you know, it might not be person to person, but it is face to face. And as Linda said last night, you know, the preface of the big book was, this was out before COVID. It says right there in the preface of the fourth edition, heart to heart, modem to modem, we carry the message to the alcoholic. That's what it says right there. So when COVID hit, we were ready. We were up. We were running. It was done. And these are the people that I share my life with. Service. That's the whole thing. You know, our legacy is service, unity, and recovery. And this year it dawned on me that I had that commitment. In November of 1982, I'd worked through the steps, and I was getting ready to move back to the mainland. But I was 9 months sober, and Hurricane Eva hit the island. And if anyone was here, then you know it decimated the island, decimated it. And I'm up on Round Top Drive with my literature. And we don't have cell phones and we don't have computers. And it's Tuesday night. And that old man's voice is still in my head. She won't show up. And so I put the literature in my car and I weave myself down the hill. And it's dark and it's raining and there's no street lights anywhere. It's dark and there's trees in the street, and I weave my way down and I turn around the corner. And when I turn around the corner, there at Steps of Freedom is a candle in the window, a little candle in the window. And I pull into the parking lot and I get out of the car and I bring my literature in and I'm setting up my literature. And I hear someone say, Carol's here with the literature. And I hear that same old man say, of course she is. She's solid. We can always depend on her. And this feeling came over me for the first time. 9 months in the program, I was overwhelmed with this feeling that I belong. I belong here. I am part of this. I'm part of this deal. I belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. Service was the commitment. Unity was the feeling when I finally realized I belong here. And as a result, I have recovery, and that is our legacy. Isn't that our legacy? This is what we do. And as a result of that, I had this feeling of belonging, and today I want to tell you I have a profound sense of belonging to Alcoholics Anonymous. I am safe here. I am loved here. I am protected here. I can learn to be a human being here. I no longer have to cross the street when people see me coming. I belong in my own skin, which is the most important thing ever. And the thing I want to tell you the most is that a lot of speakers talk about all the education and all the things that they've accomplished. I've had a real good life. I want to tell you that I had a life beyond my wildest dreams. But the most important gifts I have been given from Alcoholics Anonymous, the most important gifts I have been given is a quiet mind. I have a quiet mind. I have peace in my soul, and I have love in my heart. And as a result of all the things that you have done for me, I have a place I can go to where I can always feel safe. And for that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for my life.